KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies with some fog. It's 37 degrees. We look for patchy fog this morning and then partly cloudy to cloudy skies today. A high around 41. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, Van Wall Equipment and the Van Howling family announced Wednesday the purchase from the Puck family of the Horizon Equipment John Deere dealership locations in Adair, Audubon, Avoca, Manning, Missouri Valley, and Woodbine. Those locations are now officially operating as Van Wall Equipment, further broadening the company's John Deere location footprint in Iowa. Don Van Howling, Van Wall Equipment president, said it is our goal to meet and expand the long-term track record of customer care and commitment that's been the benchmark of the Puck family and their excellent team. He said we will be dedicated to doing four very important things: minimizing producers' downtime risk, making it easier for them to manage their operations, helping them increase their margins and profitability, and giving them a competitive advantage. Nate Puck, Horizon Equipment Chief Executive Officer, said the Puck family has been privileged to maintain a contract and relationship with John Deere Company, our customers and associates, for 94 years. Our family, he said, has enjoyed four generations of building partnerships that we hope added value to production agriculture, our customers and communities in western Iowa and surrounding areas. He says, we see this organizational change as an opportunity that can bring new horizons for customers and our associates, as the mission to provide beneficial partnership remains. Van Wall Equipment plans to leverage its scale with robust inventory of parts, same-day intra-store parts transfer system, and substantial field support resources to keep their customers running. Well, the Creston Police Department this morning reports the arrest on Wednesday of 18-year-old Dwayne Earl Cole. He was taken into custody at a location on Birch Street and charged with theft in the first degree. Cole was taken to the Union County Jail, where his bail was set at $10,000 cash or surety. And a resident of the 700 block of North Birch Street in Creston reported to the police department yesterday afternoon that his vehicle had been broken into on December 15th. The man said that a prepaid debit card, business cards, and a workbox had been taken. Also, the former manager of a Northwest Iowa credit union has pleaded not guilty in a nearly $1.5 million embezzlement scheme. Janine Keim is charged with embezzlement and making false statements. She entered her plea Wednesday in federal court in Sioux City. Prosecutors say Keim and at least one other employee at Consumers Credit Union in Denison embezzled $1.48 million between May 2012 and March 2018. She also allegedly filed false reports to conceal the missing money. The business is now called Cobalt Credit Union. The credit union's former head teller, Brenda Jensen of Denison, is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty in October to a charge of embezzlement. A man from California was sentenced on a drug charge Tuesday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court. Authorities say 35-year-old Dmitry Alexander Borisov will serve 60 months or 5 years in prison, followed by 4 years of supervised release for possession with the intent to distribute marijuana. Borisov was also ordered to pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. He pleaded guilty to the offense on August 21st of this year. On January 1st of 2020, Borisov was driving a rental truck on Interstate 80. He was stopped for speeding by the Council Bluffs Police. While issuing a citation, a police dog alerted to the presence of a controlled substance in Borisov's vehicle. Law enforcement discovered the truck contained over 1,200 pounds of marijuana. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said also that on Tuesday, December 15th, 37-year-old John Randall Parson of Council Bluffs was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs to 51 months, or a little more than 4 years, in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. His sentence will be followed by 3 years of supervised release. Parson was also ordered to pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. He pled guilty to his charge on July 24th of this year. The driver of a 2007 Mitsubishi Eclipse told Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies he thinks he fell asleep at the wheel Wednesday morning, causing his vehicle to leave the road and come to rest in a ditch. The accident happened as 18-year-old Blaine Dudley of Coon Rapids was traveling eastbound on Highway 151 at Highway 4 at around 6:35 a.m. Dudley, who was wearing a seatbelt, complained of pain and possible unknown injuries. He was transported by Panora EMS to the Greene County Hospital to be checked out. The vehicle sustained $4,500 damage. Speaking of accidents, Anita Rescue was called out to I-80 eastbound this morning at around 7:46 a.m. Anita Rescue was called out for a single vehicle accident. A person inside that vehicle had reportedly suffered from a broken rib. Officials in Pottawatomie County report there have been several arrests or warrants served recently. On December 16th at around 3:10 a.m., 28-year-old Lathan Micah Bills was arrested and cited for driving while license suspended, denied, canceled, or revoked, failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle, and OWI second offense. His arrest followed a traffic incident off 145 5th Street in Pott County, south of Treasure Lane. 46-year-old Mark Anthony Barron, Sr. of Council Bluffs, 32-year-old Felicia Marie Reddick of Council Bluffs, along with 34-year-old Matthew Dwayne Gresser, reached served Tuesday at the Pott County Jail with separate warrants out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for being fugitives from justice. They were subsequently returned to the custody of corrections staff. Early Tuesday morning, 77-year-old Theodore Greenlee was arrested under the authority of a Nebraska warrant for being a fugitive from justice. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop. And Monday afternoon, Pott County Jail inmate 59-year-old Brenda Peterson of Carter Lake was served with a warrant for two counts of violation of probation. She was returned to the custody of jail staff as well. The Creston Police Department yesterday said there were no injuries reported after a vehicle struck a garage during a domestic situation the afternoon of December 11th. Authorities say 39-year-old Scott Lemon of Creston told police on Wednesday that a 2001 Cadillac DeVille, driven by 37-year-old Carrie Letitia Lemon of Creston, allegedly, intentionally rammed his 2012 Chevy Silverado pickup, causing the pickup to hit and damage a garage at the residence on North Maple Street. Scott Lemon then said Kerry chased him in the yard and tried to block him from leaving. Authorities say there was damage to the rear quarter panel of the pickup and the driver's side door was sprung out of shape. Kerry Lemon told police her foot slipped off the accelerator, causing her car to hit the pickup. The incident happened around 4:50 p.m. Cadillac sustained front-end damage. Damage to the vehicles altogether amounted to $4,500, with the garage sustaining about $3,000 damage. Creston police say there were no citations issued due to the incident having occurred on private property, and no charges were filed because the victim declined to prosecute. The Glenwood Police Department yesterday said 41-year-old Adam Woods of Tabor had been arrested Wednesday for OWI first offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. Mills County Sheriff's Office and 36-year-old Jeffrey Thomas Olsufka of Wayne, Nebraska, was arrested Thursday evening for possession of a controlled substance and two counts of drug paraphernalia possession. His bond was set at $1,600. Wednesday afternoon, 18-year-old Cole Sherry of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Jail on four counts of conspiracy to commit a felony. His bond was set at $40,000. And late Wednesday night, 24-year-old Val Patrick Monteith of Omaha was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense with bond set at $1,000. And finally, in the news at this hour, the Union County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Stewart was arrested Wednesday night at the Union County Jail. 43-year-old Dixie Lou Hernandez was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for violation of probation. Hernandez was being held in the Adams County Jail on behalf of Union County, where their bond set at $2,000. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.